producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, Justin Duckham, in our virtual green room right now. Hey, Justin, of course, all eyes, I say this every single show, are on the shifting sands of the Middle East. The president comes out on Meet the Press and says, get ready on Wednesday. He's got some big announcements, and it has to do with strategy and a coalition of other countries forming together to fight the Islamic State. So Wednesday's a huge day in D.C. What's the scoop? What do you know about it?
Well, we know from some senior advisors talking off the record that this is going to be a much longer duration than the White House initially suggested when they said this was going to be a limited operation. We're hearing predictions of up to 36 months. Of course, that's just a prediction rather than a 30 timetable, but that nevertheless shows what direction the White House is moving in. We're also closely watching the White House as they're talking about ways to fund this. One of them is a $5 billion counterterrorism fund that would at least stave off a difficult vote leading up to the midterm elections, specific funding for perhaps more controversial aspects of this war as it's coming out. And we also have the, perhaps most clearest objectives being put forward by the White House and the president himself, who's now saying that this is about, initially degrading ISIS, containing them, and then ultimately wiping them out, which until now has been sort of a confusing strategy being portrayed by the White House to date.
I think the biggest thing that's come out of this so far is that the Arab nations are on board. Wow. You've now covered Washington for a while. How huge is that? Put that in terms that listeners can understand how big that is.
This is certainly a very big deal. We have a lot of countries who, sort of have to deal with ISIS and may have certain risks by joining this coalition, so this is all the more impressive. Of course, Turkey is one of those, since they have 49 of their citizens currently kidnapped by ISIS, and initially were fearing that they could be executed if they were to join the coalition, and so that's sort of a situation that's going with a lot of these countries. In context, this is something that does not happen very often. We did see this a little bit last time when it came to Libya, and that of course sort of deteriorated after a while, and this looks like it's going to be a much stronger sort of alliance going into this. So that is a very big development, to say the least.
How about immigration? Immigration, it seems, is that tug of war. The president's saying, we have to go it alone. He was kind of throwing it on the backs of Congress, saying they wouldn't cooperate. What do you think happens now with immigration reform? Is it pretty much dead in the water because of midterm elections?
I think it is dead in the water because of midterm elections right now. We initially had the president saying that by the end of the summer, he was likely going to move forward with some executive action that would sort of take care of a lot of the goals that the administration had been seeking when it came to immigration reform. That slowly, however, has been abandoned, and it looks like the White House is now going to be putting it towards at least the end of the year, which is going to be interesting, since that's going to coincide with the immigration numbers that are released, including those who have been detained along the border. So it's going to be coming out at a time where they could presumably try to fight back against the notion that they're weak when it comes to defending immigration laws.
Yeah, I say every night on the show that, when we talk about the buzz in the backyard, it's not even here on American soil. I know that certainly you've crisscrossed across the country, going from Washington to California. Is a lot of the conversation, am I right about that, in your world, is it about the Islamic State and what's going on?
Yeah, it certainly is. This is something that really came out of nowhere to a lot of Americans. These are, actors who really just took more of a foothold than a lot of people really expected they could for quite some time. And, they, of course, know how to get their message across in, perhaps the worst possible ways. They knew exactly how to sort of introduce themselves to the public via the, terrible, murder videos they put forward. So I think they're certainly putting themselves, forward as a very viable threat, as something that a lot of Americans are probably going to be afraid of, and something that a lot of people are certainly going to be confused about, considering how fast this happened. So I think this is, absolutely capturing, the attention of people across the country.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Kate.
So there's Justin with the latest on ISIS, some of the things that we were talking about. However, advancing it and saying that the rumors and some of what he had heard or they had heard at talk radio news is we're looking at a coalition formed for 36 months. So that's a big commitment if you're saying 36 months from a whole bunch of different countries, including those Arab nations that I asked him about. And the fact that he mentioned the dollar figure that was floating around behind the scenes, $5 billion for a counterterrorism fund. So let's see if we get some of the specifics in the so-called strategy press conference that we're going to hear on Wednesday coming out of D.C. In the meantime, apparently they're closing in on James Foley's killer, which is a great thing. They believe they've identified the guy with the mask on seen in the ISIS video where you see Foley being decapitated, a sickening murder video. And that's the good thing. Good thing in the sense that they're closer to catching this guy, closer to making him answer for the crime of murdering the American journalist. It was back in late August that the British ambassador said that they were close to identifying him, but they didn't really say very much. Remember, there was just kind of little blurbs coming out, and they say they were putting in a great deal of time into the search and trying to use all kinds of technology to analyze the voice. Again and again and again, they were going through those techniques, trying to make sure that they could come up with a matching pattern and try to link it up to somebody that they could find. So they believe that the person, of course, is tied to a group of extremists in London. FBI agents have been working with the Brits to nail down who the subject is, because obviously it's a priority for England and it's a priority for us as well. And in the United Kingdom, we know so many of these ISIS terrorists are being recruited from the UK. So in our second hour, we're going to talk to Amanda Bowman about that very thing, about what's going on in the UK as an American who was born in England, who had dual citizenships and talked about how easy it is because you don't have to have a visa when you come to the United States and you're British. So all bets are off compared to other countries. So we'll chat with her about that. Also, Afghanistan, we're going to talk to Nazir Shansab, talk to him about Afghanistan and all the problems there where the focus in the Middle East, the shifty sands, are right now on Iraq and Syria and ISIS, but also Israel and the Gaza Strip. So Afghanistan is kind of pushed to the side, but not very far from our thoughts since troops are completely out of there by December. So what does that mean for that country? We'll talk about that too as well. Again, this is all coming up in our second hour. In the meantime, I hope that they really are very, very close to unmasking, whoops, the band played on, unmasking the masked guy, the British citizen, who they think traveled overseas to engage in the conflict and then ultimately killed an American. And they're still trying to determine the identity of the person speaking in the video, killing the second journalist, Stephen Sotloff. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Hang with us. We're kicking it over to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
As we kick off this hour, coming up a little bit later this week, 9/11, do you believe 13 years after 9/11, it's been that long? And as I mentioned, Afghanistan, of course, in trouble. They're on the brink of civil war. While that's happening with Afghanistan, we're going to look back at 9/11, one with the family who lost their daughter tragically on one of the planes, and also one of the many, many firemen who survived and was one of the responders on that day, and what it's like still 13 years later to think back on 9/11. And now there's those actual concrete memorials with the, of course, the names and the pond and the whole thing, and so many people that come and actually can see that now. It feels like a much different place when it was the hole in the ground that it was immediately after, and for years and years after when we would go there, it was just unbelievable to think in your head what had happened and just see that. And because I was living there at the time, living in New Jersey and going over that Verrazano Bridge, immediately afterwards, just days after, I can remember thinking they took the sparkle out of our sky. Because you used to, those two buildings, the World Trade Center buildings, used to just really sparkle on that piece of real estate there in Manhattan. And it was such a monument. And then there was a light in the sky forever because they were working at Ground Zero trying to recover anything they could from that horrible, horrible day. So we have those guests coming up a little bit later in the week to talk about now, 9, 11, 13 years later, and what that is, you know, what that's like. And terrorism of a different sort is what we started the show off with, and talking about the U.S. identifying perhaps James Foley's killer, and then also working on the second killer. And they say they're a little bit premature on that, but they feel much better about being closer to what they believe is the network that was involved, and specifically the person that they can actually point to, which, thank goodness. I mean, you know, you knew with Sotloff, okay, this is not good. So the airstrikes are continuing. They're going to use the airstrikes as the reason why. And after what happened with Foley, you knew it wasn't good for Sotloff. But to actually see it, to go through with it, and to so arrogantly and in your face, throw it in our face, what they were able to do is still the thing that I think stuns us the most. I mean, it really, really, really stuns us. Anyway, if you have any thoughts on that, you can certainly share it. We have more specifics on what they found. That's coming up, too, as well on the show. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. But I wanted to get to something that happened here on our own soil, because I got an avalanche of emails on it. Apparently, we have a lot of listeners in Arizona. And, boy, I spent some time in Mesa, Arizona. I can remember one of the spring trainings spending a lot of time there and going to Ho-Ho Cam Park, which is where the Cubs were, you know, held their spring training. So in Mesa, they say about 125 homes plus had to be, boom, cleared out. And if you look at some of the shots of it, I was doing this earlier in the day because I went through the email and somebody actually sent me a link. I knew they were getting a ton of rain and I knew there was the chance of flooding, but it's like these houses are floating houses. It's like if you took these houses and put them in Seattle, they would be, and you didn't know they weren't on a barge, they would be on a barge because they're sunken. They look like sunken homes. It's that, I mean, that rain was that bad. So we have parts of the country where it's a drought, desperate for rain, and then you see what happens in Arizona, and they're talking about more rain is expected for Tuesday, but at least the worst in Phoenix is behind them. But it's pretty darn bad. I mean, there are people that were doing the canoe thing. There were people that were wading into the streets. A record-setting amount of rain. I got this from Heather, who says, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a bunch of us that listen to your show here in Arizona. It is a mess. It is a nightmare. It is everything that I've heard you describe about being in a hurricane when the waters come. This storm, I cannot tell you that I have ever seen anything like it in my life. It seemed like the clouds opened up and we had the biggest trough of water fly down from the heavens that you would not believe. Thunderstorms, awful, terrible, scary, scary stuff. And almost instantaneously, boom, the floods happened. Luckily for me, it soaked up my yard, but I didn't really have it get up to the steps and through the front door. I know some people just miles away who had that happen. And believe me, the people here are really, really hurting. Yeah, like 4 inches, I think, happened late on Monday morning. And then they had more rain come. It's like heavy, heavy as she was describing it. It was nasty stuff. I mean, 3-4 inches in a short amount of time. And now getting some more rain, but saying that most of the really bad stuff is gone. I mean, it's like breaking the rain gauges. I heard about one of the schools, they had the rain gauge. You know, kids love to look at the rain gauge. They had the rain gauge out, and it would be like, oh, here's half an inch. All of a sudden, it goes from half an inch to almost 6 inches in some of the highest rainfall areas in the valley. I mean, just really brutal, brutal stuff, breaking all records. The airport there, for the first time, they say, in the history of recording and measuring the precipitation, it exceeded 3 inches. So the worst thing that they can hear from the weather person is, think about your umbrellas. Bring your umbrellas with you. I mean, when it's that bad, really, you can't, it's tough to go into work, depending on the part of the valley, because that's what they call it, the valley, depending on the part of the valley where you are, because it will be like water canals. So you certainly can't drive in that. And some of, like Mesa, some of those places really, really looked that way, and there's just no way anyone's driving. I mean, no way. They even said, I was reading that there's a water service, and they said that they suspended the water delivery because that, you know, they weren't weathering the storm well. The whole canals weren't weathering the storm well, and they were looking at the damage. And they said they haven't done that since, like, 1991. Haven't had to do anything like that. So it's bad. And typically, you would not get this kind of water in the desert in September. I mean, you just, you know, you wouldn't get this much. You could get a lot of rain, but I don't know if you get as much as the record-setting rain that they had. So maybe it's some of the weather people. I was watching the Weather Channel for a few minutes. They said it could have been some of the remnants from Norbert that clashed with the humidity, and the conditions just created that record storm. You know, it's all about that. I mean, if the humidity clashes at the right time, and then they're getting parts of the storm, well, then that's what shows up at their doorstep. I mean, and it showed up at their doorstep. There was even, I think the wildest thing I saw, and this definitely was not, it wasn't a lake. It became a lake. In the middle of a development, there were kids that were riding, ski-doos. They were riding them and jumping them like they were in the ocean. If you just saw that up close, you would think they were in a lake somewhere. But it wasn't a lake. It was an area that collected a giant amount of water, so they were able to take, think of a ski-doo thing, of how big that is and how much water you would have to be able to use that. I mean, we're talking Scottsdale and Mesa. These are all areas right there in Phoenix, and got a ton of mail. Like I said, I got a bunch of mail from people who said they were really, really stuck, and were hoping that most of this rain would be behind them. Forget golfing. The golf courses look like you could swim up to some of the holes, too, because, you know, they're known for how many golf courses they have. There was nasty, nasty stuff. All right, stay with us. Odds and Ends coming up in just a minute.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
That they're trying to track down who murdered James Foley, and let's hope they pay the same attention to the murderer Stephen Sotloff too as well. Thanks for joining us here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. We have some other things to throw into the mix. You can always add to the conversation your thoughts on ISIS and should we really invest 36 months in a coalition effort of this and $5 billion part of the counterterrorism fund. Now, remember, this wouldn't come from just us. I think that the Brits are very concerned about what's happening because so many are involved in the Islamic State. And frankly, over in England, it's all bets are off. A lot of the imams spew angry hatred and nasty anti-West comments and stir the pot, in other words, and push that agenda. But we've known that. This is nothing new for England, but when there are terroristic acts directed at journalists, and when there is the threat of those people who have become, from England, who have become part of this terror group, actually doing harm in the United States to Americans, especially with the policy of how open it is for people from England to come to the United States, no visa necessary, that concerns them. It concerns them for what's happening in England. It also concerns them for what could happen in the United States at the hand of a British national, whether they're part of the terrorist group or not. I mean, that adds to that. But the fact that it would be somebody from England, they don't want to see that. David Cameron does not want to see it. They want to be able to nail as many of these people as they absolutely can. I mean, period, end of story. Because what a nightmare that would be. I mean, what a nightmare. Would ultimately we have to come up with the idea of, well, you know what, maybe we got to have visas for the people that are coming here from England. It's so easy to go back and forth, and you know, you want to have that dual citizenship? Sure. We're not going to ask a bunch of questions, but we might have to start asking those questions if that's what we uncover. Remember, 26 Saudi nationals responsible for 9/11, 13 years later, that sticks out in your head, right? The Saudis. They were Saudi nationals. Now, if we're talking about a reversal here, too, with the Brits, that would not be good. Hey, speaking of Brits, on a lighter note, I love the headline I read somewhere, expecting a spare. I'm sure I read it in one of the British tabloids. But Kate Middleton is pregnant with the second royal baby. You know, the fascination with the royals, and they seem like, I mean, who knows? Do they seem like a normal couple? Just happen to be the heirs to the throne? Okay. But people cannot get enough of them. I think it's sort of the leftover, partially, of the feelings for Princess Diana. Because the tragic end she met and, you know, everything that happened and how it was played out all over the tabloids. I mean, perhaps that's what it is. The baby, just as a little nugget of history here, will be the fourth in line in the British throne after grandfather Prince Charles, after father William and elder brother George, the couple's first child born, of course, in July of last year. When the baby's due, who knows, but they just made the official announcement that baby number two is on the way. So you can be guaranteed that that's all they're going to be talking about, partially, because the other part is what's happening with the terrorists. So it's going to be like split thing. Follow the royals, follow the trail of the terrorists. Seriously, that's what it's going to be like there. That's going to be their two biggest threads, two of their biggest threads that they're going to follow, two of them. Chick-fil-A, no controversy, no stranger to controversy as of the last couple of years, if you remember, the founder who stuck to his guns that this is what we do and we're not going to change our policies. S. Truett Cathy, the billionaire founder of Chick-fil-A, which is a private restaurant chain, closed on, you know, they're always closed on Sunday. And, of course, got lots of unwanted attention because of his stance on gay marriage in the last couple of years. He died on Monday. He was 93 years old. 93. You know what's interesting and why I bring this up? You know, we do that segment, It's Your Business. He opened his first diner in Atlanta, in one of the suburbs in Atlanta, in 1946. By 1967, he had founded and opened his first Chick-fil-A restaurant. And then over the decades, of course, that whole the whole boneless chicken sandwich thing, which he's credited with, that was his big baby, his invention, if you will. 1,800 outlets in 39 states. Annual sales, $5 billion, over $5 billion. And I've seen it. There's a Chick-fil-A, I don't know, 4 miles from my house, maybe less than that. I'm telling you, you'd think they were just giving them away. I have never seen so many people. You just drive by and it's just jam drive through. Like they had to put cones out and now they have to redirect traffic because it's just that big. And maybe it's the whole chicken getting out of the habit of the burger thing. I mean, who knows? I don't know. But it's pretty interesting that he had a diner called Dorf Grill. And because the grill was short and it was small, kind of how it was shaped, and then went on to do this whole thing with Chick-fil-A. You never know, right? You never know where something's going to come from. But he lived to the ripe old age of 93 years old. And it just seems like it wasn't too long ago that they were just getting statements from him about his stance on gay marriage and how he wasn't going to back down off of his stance. While we were talking about the floodwaters in Phoenix, and I said there's other places where they crave the wet stuff, there's a wildfire going on in Yosemite. It seems like we've read about a lot of fires there, but they say that they had to evacuate some people that were at the park overnight because of the winds. And that's what happens there. It's tricky because the winds switch. So because of that, they had to evacuate people. And it was like 4 square miles. Didn't threaten any structures. The park is still open, but they had to close certain trails. What happens if I've always wondered this. I guess there's a way to get to you because that's the idea of the park rangers. But you're deep into a trail somewhere. I mean, how many acres and acres are we talking about? A ton. So what happens if you are off the beaten path, so to speak? I mean, I guess you're on your own. Unless they somehow know you're there, you're registered, and they can't account for you. But how would they be able to do that? How far deep would they go to make sure they account for everyone in the park? I would assume that there'd be times when somebody was definitely just, boom, they're out there. They're out there and they're too far back for us to do really anything about it. I'm just saying, I'm thinking that out loud, that I would hate to be somewhere where I was in the middle of a hike and I have no idea, but I start to see the chaos, or I start to feel the chaos because I see the smoke and I realize, ooh, how far away is this? How do I gauge this? And somebody who's an experienced camper, of course, is probably easier for them to be able to do that, but how much experience is really out there sometimes when they get lost on the trails? I mean, I'm sure these are conversations they have, and we know we've read some horrific stories, and every time something happens, they do something different. So maybe there is a way that they are able to account for who's missing and who may be someplace else and not easily found. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the NFL's lame reaction to Ray Rice, who no longer has a football home, explaining why it's taken so long for the other side of this video to come out. But before we get there, just quickly this, 126 years after he murdered at least 5 women in London, Jack the Ripper I'm speaking about, they're saying that it's been determined through DNA testing the identity of Jack the Ripper. It shows that Aaron Kosminski, a Polish immigrant who had been one of the prime suspects, was the killer. They say his DNA was extracted from a bloody shawl that was found next to one of the victims, whose DNA was also found on the scarf, and they started to work on this. Somebody bought the shawl at an auction 7 years ago, and now they've gone through it and done the DNA testing. Okay, so here's my question. 7 years ago, someone buys that shawl. They've had the shawl for how long, and nobody did any DNA testing? 126 years ago was the whole Jack the Ripper thing? Wouldn't somebody have been curious about that if they had it in a box somewhere? I'm just saying, I don't know, right? Because I guess you would think that it would have disintegrated. It wouldn't have been there, but it didn't. There was a way to extract it, and they found that. And how wild is that? That they can put it toward one of the main suspects. I think that's absolutely amazing, and I think it's unbelievable that nobody tried to do it before this. All right, we're talking about Ray Rice and his fate and the fate of the NFL coming up moments from now.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Quickly, let's jump to Jim Harbaugh. He's the coach of the Baltimore Ravens. Here's what he had to say about the Ravens ending their relationship with Ray Rice.
See, in the video this morning, we had a chance to get together with Steve, Dick, Ozzie, and myself, and we had a meeting. It was not a long meeting, and we came to the decision that we came to release Ray. And that's what we did, so you know that. From everything that I understand and talking, you know, to Ray up until his suspension, talking to him a lot, you know, it seemed like they really were working hard and they were really doing well in that direction. And I hope they can weather this part of it, too. And I'll be praying for that.
All right, so Harbaugh said it changed things. The video changed things. And if you don't know the story, Rice cut by the Ravens, then banned indefinitely. The NFL blew it. They blew it because there was video of Ray Rice where you could see in the elevator he was dragging her by the hair. Now this other side view of the video comes out where he flat out cold cocks her in the face. Her head smashes against like the railing in the elevator, and then he pulls her body out, and then somebody comes by. Supposedly the NFL is saying their defense is that the cops wouldn't let them see the video. I mean, are you kidding me? The cops wouldn't let them see the video. So they made a mistake in the first place because they were too lenient by what they already had to go on, the video that they had before from the elevator, which this was Ray Rice's fiance in Atlantic City in a casino in the elevator, and then later they're married, right? So as soon as this comes out, He knocks Janae Palmer off her feet onto that railing, and then he drags her out. I mean, boom, she's out from the elevator in Ravello's, the casino where it happened. And the Ravens quickly came to a decision between the owner and the general manager and Harbaugh and the team president that was it. So, I mean, this is what we keep saying to ourselves. Why weren't they able to look at the video sooner? And Harbaugh said, I don't know why. I don't know why it wouldn't be a hard thing to understand. I mean, it wasn't available. It wasn't there for us. It wasn't something that we ever saw or ever had access to, is what he was saying. But I find it hard to believe that the NFL, before they make a decision, they could not get the entire video of this thing. Give me a break, and shame on you, Roger Goodell. I mean, really? What kind of league is this? Then they come up with this domestic violence policy in the wake of what had happened with the Ray Rice thing just 2 weeks ago. And the domestic violence policy was 6 games first offense and then indefinite ban after that, and decision whether you could appeal that eventually or not. This may be it for Ray Rice. I cannot imagine that he's going to be playing. I really don't. I can't imagine that he's going to be playing football again. If you want to weigh in on this, you certainly can. Somebody said to me, because they're all hopped up on steroids, this is why I hate the NFL and will never watch it. I am a fan of all sports, and I do watch the NFL. I think it was an incredibly stupid, naive, I'm not even going to give them naive, a huge blunder by the NFL to, first of all, get in this predicament and not make a tougher ruling in the first place. So Rice's contract terminated by the Ravens. The video is unbelievable. I mean, it is unbelievable. Dan in Texas. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Okay. In the little town of Reading in London, in England, for 16 years, there was rapes going on by Muslim gangs. One girl was taken out into a field after being gang raped and gasoline poured all over. A man stood back, showed her the matches, and said, "Next time, I will light you on fire." Another girl was dragged into a cab with a couple of Muslims. They raped her. Then he put a gun to her head, told her at the count of three he was going to pull the trigger and she would be dead. He counted 1, 2, 3. He pulled the trigger and the gun went click. He said, "Next time, we will shoot."
Wow.
This has been going on for 16 years. Finally, England's version of the CIA went and had some talks with certain people and informed them that any allegations of further incidents, they would just deport them and their families. They would all be gone. One more time. It stopped. Now, they can do that there. We can do that here. We need to get rid of this scum. This is a murderous cult, and Jack is right, I'm right, and you're wrong.
You're wrong. Come on now. There's no way. You cannot condemn. That means, like I said before, then you get over there with your buddies and help push Muhammad Ali out of the country, who is riddled with Parkinson's. I mean, that's just not right. Yes, there are angry, ugly, thuggish people.
I got something else for you. Our beloved president is now going to import Libyans and teach them how to fly planes and build nuclear bombs, too. He's bringing 2,000 Syrian Muslims into our country. Minnesota's overrun with Somalis. The governor there said he does not want any more Somalis sent to his state of Minnesota because the welfare system there cannot afford them any longer. You got your Dearborn. You got all of those places where they congregate. Kate, this is for real.
Well, listen, I don't disagree with you. I would not want to live in Dearborn, Michigan. Are you kidding me? You could not pay me enough.
They do it by increments. First, you get a majority of people, and then you take over. The police, even in Raidham, did not do anything about the Muslims because they were afraid of them. We got people in this country here that are afraid to speak up because they're afraid they're going to be assassinated.
Well, and that's too bad. I mean, I agree with some of what you're saying, but here's the thing. There's no Republican that you can elect who's going to say, let's get rid of all the Muslims. You know that, right?
It won't have to be a Republican. It'll be nationwide before long. As soon as this next attack happens, you're going to see outrage like you never saw before. And it's coming.
I agree with that.
It's coming.
I agree with that. I agree that if there's another attack, you'll see outrage like you've never seen before. Absolutely, Dan. Listen, and I'm not saying that we don't have unbelievable things happening and unbelievable ignorance on the other side of it because of the whole PC thing either. But the problem is you cannot, to me personally, I refuse to wave a label and a blanket across an entire religious group and not the fanatics and the nutballs and the jihadists. Because I cannot look at myself in the mirror and say every single Muslim wants to kill me and they think I'm an infidel and we need to kick them, every single one of them, out of the country. And I guarantee you, as I just said, if you think Ted Cruz becomes the president, he's going to do that. Think again. We've had that conversation. He will not do that. If you think that Rand Paul will do that, think again. He will not do that. If you think Marco Rubio will do that, think again. He will not do that. That means that every one of you who thinks that we should label every Muslim as a jihadist wannabe, a terrorist wanting to kill us because of what we see from these horrific scumbags who absolutely should not be in this country, when they fall into that category, you have another thing coming, because it's not going to happen. There is no Republican that will be elected president who would ever come out and say that, and who will ever do that. Now, if there was another attack, and boy, I hope there isn't. I pray there isn't, as I went through the first one. You're right. People will go crazy. The outrage will be through the roof. And absolutely, there are things that need to be done. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $29.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.